On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear. Style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Haggers.
Haggers is here. Millsy's nervous. I'm less nervous. What about you, Kim?
No, I'm quite shaky, but I have got faith that Australia can win. I think 178 is enough to defend. What I think they'll really need, though, is something very special from Mitchell Starc first thing today. I mean, where was he late yesterday evening? About 8.30 Adelaide time, just after 6 o'clock here.
I am.
I just don't think he does enough of the real tough, hard yelling and screaming and carry on like a frontline fast bowler, unless it's a tail-ender, unless it's a struggling batsman. Where was he last night to have a spell, to just go at Joe Root, to try and knock him over before stumps? Australia turned, and they're gun players. In Hazelwood and Pat Cummins. Cummins is going to be an absolute gun. He's such a tough competitor, beautiful athlete. But he had to turn to them instead of his frontline bowler because he doesn't have enough faith in him to do the aggressive, the nasty stuff when it really counts. They'll need Mitchell Starc to really fire up first thing today to try and knock Joe Root over as he resettles, the night watchman. I still feel that this 180, let's call it 180 round figures, 178 is exactly what they need. I still think that that should be enough given my conviction there is that the England boys have a long tail.
Yeah.
I think once they get them seven out, they should be pretty confident. And also, I think Nathan Lyon is bowling so brilliantly. Well, just one or two things I really want to put on the record, because it's going to grow. Peter Hanscom has to go.
Right.
He cannot possibly continue playing Test cricket. If a bloke, think about it, proportionately. If we're all playing our best possible highest level, so if you're a third grader or a first grader or a state cricketer going through it and you're playing at the best level and a bloke like came out and batted like that yesterday at your club level, you'd be screaming at him, mate, you are playing above yourself. You should be in the lower grades. It was just disgusting. And it's unacceptable, such a poor technique. He's so vulnerable to getting out.
So who comes in?
Well, I think this is going to be another issue that will grow out of today as we head towards the Perth test. The Perth test looks likely to be a big scoring match. You look at the two recent Sheffield Shield matches, 1,400 runs plus in both the last two games. 500 and 400 the first two innings of the last two matches, 360 and 420 the second innings in each match. They're big scoring matches. So they're going to have to get, I think, another bowler into the top order to help our bowlers. I think they want to play the main three, Millsy.
Yep.
And I think it's got to be someone like Mitch Marsh will rise. It's too early. But he's in form. Glenn Maxwell, he scored 600 runs. He's leading run scorer in Sheffield Shield cricket. I think he probably should. Or Travis Head that could bat at six
And bowl something,
and Sean go up to number five, Sean Marsh.
Australia $1.28 to win today, England $3.75, and the draw $101. It'd have to be a record chase for them to win.
Yeah, yeah, highest ever score.
$3.75, though, to me, is over the odds.
Yeah, that's fair. What about the 34-1 they were on Monday night? Yeah. It was at the end of play. You'd know more about that than I. Some people would have thought, it's worth putting 10 or 20 bucks on that.
Tim Cahill is leaving Melbourne City. That's been announced this morning. Now, I know we've said he's no chance to come to Perth. Is there a glimmer of chance that he can come to Perth?
No, it's just going to cost Tony Sage and the Perth Glory way too much to buy his contract.
Right.
Look, we've tried to check it out a bit this morning, just in case.
Yeah.
It's been knocked on the head. Glory won't chase Tim Cahill.
They
have
their
top supplier. Well, he's on the market, isn't he? He has to play football. You'd think in the A-League somewhere, someone like Sydney, probably Sydney FC would give him that sort of guarantee and probably can afford it, as opposed to Tony Sage not wanting to spend that sort of money. One or two other little bits and pieces on the local front. Remember Mark Stone?
Yeah, from Freo, stoppages coach.
Yeah, stoppages. He's had quite a career, midfields, stoppages, forwards coach at the likes of Sydney, Fremantle, and even West Coast over the last 15 years. Looks likely to be appointed Glenelg senior coach in the South Australian National Footy League. Tipped to take over from Matthew Loken. They haven't played finals in six seasons.
Okay.
Interviewed there on Monday. I think it'll probably be announced somewhere this week.
All right. That's a good little tidbit. Glenelg, Millsy, is a palindrome.
One other quick one on that. We mentioned Jeremy McGovern yesterday. That'll grow. Other senior Eagles out of contract, Elliot Yeo, Shannon Hearn, Scott Lysett, Andrew Gaff and Liam Duggan this year.